Now, 6:04 p.m., I'm calling to order convening the meeting of Public Health and Social Services Committee meeting. We have Chairman Ken Ronk sitting. We have a couple legislators that are running late or absent tonight. We have a bunch of resolutions to look at and vote on. We have no guest speakers tonight. So I'd like to make a motion to call in the meeting, the minutes from last meeting.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of last month.
All right.
All in favor?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, let's see if we can get somebody. There he is.
Have a great night.
Would you like to vote to
make a the minutes?
I did already.
No, I mean.
Oh. Make a motion to re-vote on the minutes?
Yeah,
hold
on a minute.
You're good? Okay.
Second the motion to re-vote on the minutes?
Second.
Okay. So now we will vote on the minutes the second time?
Aye.
Okay.
You don't have to leave, Ken.
Alright, I'll hang out. Oh, you missed all the excitement.
Well, we have no
guest speakers tonight. Craig's running a little late. Kevin Roberts has an illness. So we've got a bunch of resolutions. Let's get started. Resolution 491, confirming the reappointment of a member to the Community Service Board.
I'll move it.
Move it. Second. Alright. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That's 492, confirming reappointment of a member to the Community Service Board, PWDD Subcommittee. Move it.
I'll move it. Same person.
Second.
One second.
Great. All in favor, say aye.
I don't have a resolution.
Aye.
Resolution 504, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Youth Advocate Program Department of Social Services.
Mr. Chairman?
I'll move it.
Being that these are all contracts over $50,000, many of them are, you know, ones that we do every year, amending other contracts, is there any appetite on the committee to block some or all of them together?
I wouldn't be opposed to that idea. I was thinking of that myself.
I'll make a motion to block.
The only concern I might have about that is that I noticed on my cliff notes here that there's different percentages of county taxpayer contributions towards that.
That's based on where the funding's coming from. A lot of them are partially state funded, partially federal.
No, I understand that. I myself personally like the idea of, I would like to keep it consistent. Like if I were to block specific amendments that have a certain percentage of county contribution and obligation, I'd feel comfortable about doing it that way in terms of block. Or just through a similar organization.
Mr. Chairman, it would be helpful if I maybe highlighted a couple of significant contracts on the list that are a little different than the norm.
That would be wonderful, Mr. Crown.
For example, we've undergone a major restructuring for a medical examiner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm aware of that, actually, yeah.
A couple of those contracts are here, so maybe I can kind of talk about
them. All right, so let's move into the, which we'll make a motion to take those resolutions first.
There are two contracts. One is for a musicologist, Charles Cannon, for Jewish.
Okay.
This is the 25 and number 26. Charles is 26.
Resolution 539.
539, and then there's a contract with NMS Labs.
Okay, that's resolution 536. Okay, and the other one's 539.
Yeah, so this is a major activity as we developed the executive budget for 2017. The work of medical examiner's office has changed pretty rapidly over the last 5 years since I've been here. Traditionally, that office would do 90 autopsies. There's some impact from the impact of opioids and other drug-related cases in the county. I think, you know, all of our health and human services departments have felt the impact of opioid addiction in the county. We've done several things. We brought up the video and talked about these specific contracts. In the executive budget, there's some major changes. One, we've had a medical examiner, deputy examiner, who by law, both his public health law and county law, provides 24/7, 365-day-a-year coverage if there's a need for them to go to a scene. For many, many years, we basically funded a medical examiner and a deputy medical examiner, paying them 17.5 hours a week, you know, basically a part-time pay for 24-hour coverage for a physician. So in the executive budget, you'll see that we basically change their compensation. So they're basically getting a full-time salary at their current rate to provide that coverage. To be honest, it's still not enough. I mean, I've got to give Dr. Carol Smith a lot of credit for kind of looking at the office, seeing that we've gotten away for a long period of time with an investment that wasn't large enough. So we've made a lot of changes. So we're more appropriately compensating the medical examiner, deputy medical examiner. We just added another deputy medical examiner using funds that we've incorporated into the budget. And then we're also going to have a full-time position that we're calling a medical death scene investigator. And this will be a person, a medical death scene investigator. I'm not sure, that's kind of what the title is. I can check it. So this is a civilian staff. They're interviewing for the position now. It'll probably be someone with an EMT or a nursing background. And this is someone that's the eyes and the ears of the medical examiner's office.
Okay.
That can respond to scenes, interact with law enforcement, and help bring information to the medical examiner to determine whether there needs to be an autopsy or not when they report.
And this is a newly created position?
It is. It's funded in the budget.
Is that different from the position where we had the person that was on the job for a week and decided they...
It's the same exact position.
Okay, that's...
And I think with the issue, again, we're just kind of a work in progress. We, you know, originally had kind of like a law enforcement perspective.
Right.
And we realized the right way to go, and looking at the other models, it's really, this is more of a medical-related position. Again, the pool of candidates that we're looking at are, again, they're EMTs, they're nurses, mm-hmm. they're people with kind of an emergency medicine background versus someone with a law enforcement investigation background.
And the salary's going to be the same that was the original individual?
Oh, less.
Less, okay. How much less, Steve?
I'm not sure. We're still negotiating it. We have a sum in the budget. It'll probably be less than what we put into the budget.
Okay.
We want the record and scope of my negotiations. Okay. There are about a dozen people interviewing for that position right now. We've been working with our EMS coordinator and others, and we've got a really great pool of candidates, and I know the commissioner's been interviewing them for
that. So after the experience with the first employee that was in there temporarily, the scope and vision has kind of changed?
Yeah, the people, again, we had that individual helped us, determine exactly what it is that we needed. Essentially, again, there's going to be we got to provide death scene coverage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. So we've increased the hours that we pay the current medical and deputy medical examiner. We're able to put on another deputy medical examiner for a modest salary. And then this deputy investigator, and then there may be even additional contract deputy investigators here. The law requires us to be on the scene and provide the coverage. So that's something we're doing. We've also had, for many, many years, a forensic pathologist who contracted with the county, and he would come down from Rensselaer when there would be an agent in an autopsy. Those types of positions are few and far between, and they are hard to come by. The pathologist notified us that because it is increased caseload up in the Capital District area, and in fact, he took on an additional county up there. He does several counties up there. He no longer covers Ulster County. So we did an RFP, put out a net to identify him, and we identified in a position in Orange County that met the qualifications, and we brought him on a temporary contract and this is a basically offering the full contract. You know, so people have said, you should work with Duchess. I wanted to list an email that we did a full, we basically did a proposal with Duchess, and we looked at an individual, and it was just so much more cost effective to have our own pathologist than to bring bodies over to Poughkeepsie for autopsy. So many factors that were involved in it. One, the cost structure that was proposed to us from Dutchess County was almost twice what we could do with our own contract. Plus, it would have put a major burden on our local police agency, because if there's a homicide or other types of unintended deaths where there's a chain of custody, normally the police officer will travel to the morgue with the body, and they check the body in. And we would have been asking, Ellisville police or police, figure out the farthest reaches of the county to drive all the way to escort a body to Poughkeepsie. It's a little too much, and again, take them out of service for a long period of time, so we've kind of weighed that in our decision making. So the current contract, this doctor is more than the last doctor, as things go, but it's also, really, we felt we struck the right balance between service and the values of the taxpayer with this contract.
Is this going to be an independent, whether this is going in from another county?
This is a local gentleman who lives in Goshen, lives in Orange County, and he'll come up whenever. Basically, when there's a need for an autopsy, you contact him, and he has 48 hours from Kingston. We're still going to use the Kingston morgue.
And he'll do
it from Kingston. Our local law enforcement agencies. But as part of that, we've also looked at our process. Right now, a family, when they have an autopsy, the process takes way too long. And looking at our current process, Dr. Smith spent a lot of time on this, and you'll see there's another contractor contracting with a different lab. Normally, we had a package with Dr. Sidney Rickard to take samples, they would send them to Albany Medical, Center for Toxicology. Through our review of best practices, we find that most counties in the state are sending labs, including our neighbors, are sending them to NWS labs that we're in Philadelphia. Turnaround's been excellent, it's really speeding up the process. We're hoping to complete autopsies now in the 45-day range, and that's something that's taken us sometimes 6 months for a basic autopsy for a family. It's a long time. Leave a family, hanging, looking for an answer to, what caused the death of their relatives. It's all part of an ongoing process. So we made some major investments in the medical examiner's office. We're going to, more appropriately provide 24/7 coverage of a medical examiner's office at the scene of an unattended death. We made some changes with the pathologist, and with that, we've done it in a way that we think will improve the process and speed up the time of the final report on the autopsy. That's a quick summary of it. It's been a major thing. Again, when you look at, we've got to match up the numbers in the budget. You're just saying it can't half $1 million when it's all put, the costs are all put together. So you review the.
Contract for Charles Cantney. He's the guy from Campbell Hall, right?
That's the pathologist.
Okay. So the contract is written for $202,000, but it says the contract not to exceed $250,500. So would you have to come back to us for an additional $50,000? Because it says not to exceed.
Not to exceed, but the paid per autopsy.
Right.
I think we based our assumptions on 150 autopsies for 2015. I think we're going to do north of that here in 16. So again, at the end of the year, we may have to come back to you. It's hard to say at this point. And then there's another small contract that wouldn't come to you for a lab. Dr. Sikorica had his own had a contract with a nurse at Kingston Hospital that would assist the autopsies. That's not an option with this new doctor, so we're going to be on a small contract. tested. That was tested after it's 150 million. Again, the one thing that I would even recommend to the committee, going into the year, something I wanted to do even earlier this summer, I'd love to get you guys up to the department shortly into the new year, depending on the makeup of the committee. Spend some time really laying out the changes to the medical exam results just so you really understand it. But also, I'd like to feature a couple of other programs. The contracts here, for example, I really want you to understand our mobile crisis team. It's something that we've spent a lot of time in. There's been a lot of great work. We're diverting 70-plus individuals from the emergency room that have mental health crisis and lockdown. And they're serving countywide now. We've actually did some headwind with the state office of mental health and found some additional money that they kind of wrestling with our providers. So we're actually open, the services from like 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. now. Both the Ellendale and Kingston office are serving countywide. And it's been really good. The enhanced hours you put in did a lot.
That's pretty significant to what it was before.
It was just it's an hour difference in the morning, but where that makes a huge difference, John, is the with schools. If you have a filling that presents in the evening when you come to school, they would have to wait until after lunch before they could respond. So this puts them on the scene, first thing in the morning when there's a need for a response. It's been helpful.
I know I've asked this in the past, but I don't remember. So how do people know about this mobile crisis unit?
We have an 800 number. We do advertising. We have a lot of literature out there, and all the providers are involved. And a lot of referrals come from police agencies. It's always a struggle to get to everybody, but people that tend to be involved with mental illness and their family supports, all the organizations that they tend to work with, I know about the service, and it's so much better. Like, especially, let's say that you have a teenager who is having having an issue. There might be an incident, 9 o'clock at night, where they lock themselves in the bathroom, and their parents get scared. You don't necessarily want to call the police, right? Or you don't want to have dad knock down the bathroom door. That's not going to work either. But when they think that's compensate, they can call this number. They can talk to you on the phone. What can you do next? And then get someone on the scene who's a therapist to de-escalate the situation, kind of work through what's going on, and kind of connect them to the right services. But again, normally something like that would happen, you're off to the emergency room where you spend 24 hours to get through that cycle. It's something that's so much more efficient. It takes a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. I got to say, I made a mistake once. Well, I didn't make a mistake. I have a friend who was in getting triple patient. I have to visit him. He was very down, and he's old. He's 80 years old. And he said, I don't want to live anymore. And I didn't think anything of it. But as I was leaving, I said, is he suicide? So I went and I talked to the nurse, and I said, this is what he said. They sent him to the psych ward. And it was on a weekend when they didn't have anybody available. He had to stay till Monday. Friday afternoon until Monday.
This service?
I mean, they're mandated by the state that they feel that if someone's suicidal, they have to be evaluated right away.
So, but in an honor of a situation, this is a great honor.
Yeah.
But I'd like to get you guys up in the department to really kind of go through in detail, have the team that's located up there. I really spent some time talking about what they're seeing and what they're doing. I
can't say I'm dying to go to the medical examiner's office, but you can get me over. Can I make a motion to...
I want to make a motion to 539. Yeah, we'll do 539 first because you explained it to the primary six because there are separate topics.
Those are pretty much the main changes.
Okay. We'll make a motion to vote on that. Check it. All right. All in favor of 539?
Aye.
Okay. 536. Make a motion to vote on that.
I'll second it.
Okay.
All the lab services.
Yeah, this is for our pathology. This is again the lab that's going to try to get the information. Okay.
Did you say vote?
Live. See, you're the chair, man.
5:36.
Did you call the roll on 36?
Yes.
On 36?
On 5:36.
I thought we gave the explanation of both.
I just got to give it over here.
Yeah, I figured because the explanation is focused on 539 more, so I figured we'd vote on that one first.
I said
yes.
Welcome, Mr. Chairman.
We did 491 and 492, so then we do 504.
I'll move it. I'll second.
Aye.
And then, sir, I'd like to make a motion to bundle
511, 513, and 514. They're also all with County of Woodstock, and they're also all at a 35% county obligation funding. I'd like to make a bundle of motion those. 511, 513, and 514.
I'll second it.
All right. And the bundle.
All right.
Discussion on resolution. Time. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All righty. So, true execution of the contract next. That's $1,000 for the first share of the bond.
Move it.
Second. It seems kind of low.
This is a,
this form is, this is not just a contract.
We have a couple of sounds like we should be buying pizzas from the for the holidays. But this is also, that's for you. Somebody from Middletown. Detention. Non-secure detention. So like the front school?
Yeah. And the good news is still a lot of our security networks and working in the courts routine. You get a lot more supplemental services than taking out of the home. A lot of the contractors used to prove our preventative services program that looks at children and families to stop them from being actually taken out and put into the home. The number is small, but it's a good thing.
Okay.
Any other
discussion?
Aye. Resolution request. Next up, we have Mounties, Chief Guide, Family Services.
I'll move it. Second. This 517?
Yes.
Family Woodstock.
Well,
glad we got another family involved.
517 or
516?
Yeah, yeah.
517.
Well, that's one that I went to. So we'll finish up and then we'll go.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
People that are on safety net that are residing at the Darmstadt shelter, that, through this program, they should write these management to make sure they can meet their obligations and that kind of thing. So, more especially, if you can. I'm always looking at ways to take on the results. I'm going to at least get some money and do it. 517 in front of you.
I'll move it.
All right. Second.
0% county obligation.
This is DBA pass for okay. Discussion. Favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Resolution. Approving execution of the contract.
I'll move it.
Second.
This is our methadone program.
Mm-hmm.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Move to 5.9. Contract with ARC Bolster Green. Discussion.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion.
Hearing none, all
in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
5-3. Approving the official
contract with family service. I'll move
it. This is the CHS.
Okay. Discussion,
all in
favor?
Aye.
Aye. Can I get a second? I did. Well, I will.
I'll move it.
Second. Then we have.
And I thought there was an invitation. I think the chairman sent around to the members. They're having a breakfast and discussing
the
program.
Oh, yeah. Next Thursday, I think?
Yeah, it's not, I think it's this week. I think it's next week.
Right, next week. Shell gave a brief overview at the last month of the meeting. The person that kind of scholar seems to be working very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Shell gave the overview, but it sounds like she's been working or really out there and working hard.
That was the last month. It was 2 months ago.
Was it 2 months?
Yeah, because I was in, well, it was in September's meeting because I was in Niagara Falls.
No, it was last.
Did I have to leave early?
You did.
Oh, wait, I left early.
Yeah.
Oh, she wasn't even here when I left.
Maybe it was. Oh, no, it was a month and 2 months ago. It all went in. But it was, yeah. I think it was in.
Okay. Is that what you say? In
the morning, like 7:30.
The breakfast.
And there's an that person.
Yeah.
Everyone
can get changed.
Yeah, we're on the 3rd.
Yeah.
PTO.
3.
Most of those counties don't fund it.
Oh. No.
Permit execution contract. $7,000,
check the list on. I'll move
it
to 533. Yep. And
the city has passed.
Discussion. All in
favor?
Aye.
Aye. $534. Contract with $7,000. Passenger
services. I'll move it.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You get a little few seconds off.
Five, 35 for the institutional contract with $6,000 with Mental Health Association.
I just have a quick question.
Don't move it.
Yep.
Second.
This actually asked you, what is the 4%?
That'd take 4% of $2 million.
this is the core programming for MHA. This is the core programming for MHA.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Anything?
$36 and $39.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So we'll go to what?
540.
For you for the official contract here. $6,000
How did you rise 3%?
Yeah.
What is this? 5%
paperwork.
How is this funding going? Because I know that they took a big hit last 2 years from us.
The Medicaid redesign is impacting all the service providers. Yeah. This is the core programming. It's 2.5 million pregnancy systems what they had last year.
Oh, okay.
Did we move this one?
No. I'll move it.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Back over to approve the execution of a contract with the
Secretary of State. We'll take mobile price decisions. They operate out of Houston and Ellenville, 10 to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. Then we're diverting 70 plus individuals from emergency room homes. And I think this is kind of pretty good. I was talking to you. I'd love to get you guys up to the department sometime earlier in the year.
Sure.
To have the team there and kind of go through this program in particular. I think we've got a little bit of that.
Yeah. Okay, no, I'd like to do that. Okay.
No, you got to go ahead and move this. I move it.
Yeah.
I'll second that move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. 50 authorized and chairman of the legislature to enter into an agreement with the New York State Department of Health for early insurance program.
I'll move it. I'll second.
Discussion?
The earlier the better.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 We're going to do this under something here, so I just kind of have the numbers. The value of the contract, and you put the pieces together, it's about $145,000. The proposal we got from Dutchess County for the same services was $412,000.
And the county is doing those services themselves, the county lab?
The county has their own ward, their own, you know, everything. You know, the concept was as a shared service, why don't we bring our autopsies to their ward, and
sure.
The rates were just so extreme, it didn't make any sense.
No.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool.
Woodstock.
Yeah.
Two officers
on duty.
Well, think about
just a travel plan. Yeah.
Sure.
Majority of the ship. They want to compensate them.
Yeah.
It'd be not feasible.
Very good. Anything else?
Yeah. We got a letter from Senator Bonasek from the Dyslexia.
All right.
Memorializing resolution. You got a copy of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and he says that you know, it's in the health committee, and that he's going to help push it through.
Okay.
And then the sober housing resolution. I'm going to personally call Senator Amador and Assemblyman Cahill. And I also got a call for resolutions from NYSAC for the Health and Mental Health Committee, so I'm going to submit those and see how we fare.
Very good. Let me tell you one more thing. I noticed that some discussion the chairman mentioned that you circulated this United Way report about there's an article in the Houston Times that raised some eyebrows. And 45% of our residents.
Oh, yeah, right.
I just want to point out, you know, first of all, that's part of United Way's fundraising appeal, right? So.
Yeah.
When you actually look at the Ulster County numbers, you'll realize that the data is old, and it was all predicated on an 8% unemployment rate in Ulster County. The current unemployment rate in Ulster County is half of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of really skews the number and gives an impression. Listen, I think United Way is a great organization. They do a great job. I think people do struggle. You know, we do have a high concentration of poverty in many segments of the county, but again, I think the report, again, was designed to, you know, make a certain appeal this Christmas time of year, but it's grain of salt that, you know, the calculations were based upon an 8% unemployment rate, which is, you know, we're nowhere near that. Right? Okay. And we've made a lot of strides, and the economy is improving.
Sure, of course. Okay. I'm calling Stacey Raines.
I call her.
Well, maybe it was the reporter that just sensationalized.
It's a statewide report they do, and, you know, and yeah, we have to take a base year for everything. But if you pick the current unemployment rate, they sort of look a lot
different. Right, like we're the drunkest county in New York State. Right. I don't know what. Do they get that from alcohol sales, from liquor stores, or what?
Yeah.
Where they base that?
Again,
or
made
bars per capita?
Made up things.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, is that what that was?
Did you guys see the story today where some guy
yeah.
went into a place in Washington and shot up the place because
a simple little pizza place.
Yeah, you somehow that when I lived in D.C. Anyways, because you played ping-pong in the back.
So yeah. No, why did you shoot it up?
Because it was a fake.
I was saying, I really couldn't afford to
try
to
make it. It was
linked back to the New York City.
Oh, yeah.
They could pay for all favors. All right, thank you.
Somebody walked out here before.